Hogstuff Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with husky. So I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
I don't have a problem with the children being in need. That's fine. Good for them. But the birdie song, you could, and no one could ever forget that, could they? Haunting melody. Yeah, that's burnt. That is burned into the brain, no doubt about it.
I've never seen any health pamphlets saying you should masturbate 5 times a day. I think she's got that mixed up with the fruit and veg.
Intestine propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. I'm again. Thomas. I'm again. Peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. I'm again!
News nuggets. Now this little nuggety news of nuggetness is about gays. Yeah, I said gays. Gay Drakes. That's not the name of the fella. Hey, the name's Gay Drake. It's about some drakes who foil a breeding plan by being gay. God, no one ever picks me. Any type of bloody breeding plan. Hey, be good, wouldn't it? A bid to save a rare species of duck from extinction in the UK seems doomed after the last two males fell for each other. Keepers at West Sussex Bird Sanctuary hope Cherry, Britain's last remaining female blue duck, might make with mate with either the Drakes, Ben or Jerry. Terrible names going on here. But neither male duck appeared interested and are now inseparable. So how do you know they're actually gay? Are they bumming each other? I don't know, do Drakes have willies or bums? They must have bums. They poo everywhere, don't they? They stay together all the time, parading up and down their enclosure, whistling to each other, as a male might do to a female he wants to mate with. Whistling. Here you go. I try that a lot. Here you go. Come on. Come on, you big-breasted baby. Come on. Yeah, that's it. Never works. People who visit the centre think they're a fantastic couple without really coming round to the idea that they're two males. Oh, if they told people that, visitor numbers would drop. We're not going to see those gay bloody drakes parading around like a couple of puffers with their chaps on and their tight string vests singing Right Said Fred songs. The religious people would be bloody aghast at these monstrosities against God. Ah, but listen, look, Cherry showed some interest. She displayed typical mating behaviour. She approached him and called to him. It even looked like she was nesting. We thought it was great. And then nothing happened, because he's a gay duck. Doesn't matter if you whistle at him and prune yourself. He doesn't like female ducks. Come on. To our surprise, the two males really took to each other. And it was obvious they really liked each other. It would have been nice to get the last clutch of eggs from Cherry, but Ben and Jerry do make a lovely couple. Cannelied. Unsuccessful spell with a cat. They didn't snuffle for anything. They didn't do fuck all, in fact. Just went out at night and, like, pissed around a bit with his other cat mates. Chicken, squirrel, cannelied. No, he couldn't even catch a squirrel to put it on a lead. And then he soon gave up the idea of putting animals on leads.
Hogstuff South Hour is more fun than spending 30 minutes wanking a cow.
Come on now, pet. Just go and point that fanny at someone else, like. You know, come on, I'm not pointing my penis at you.
Vaginal enclave, furry fun hole. When you tell it to a lady, taken aback a bit, that's when you gotta boom, you disorientate them, spin them around 3 times, they're moving for the kill. All tactics I deploy, try it out. And then if you're lucky, she'll get it out. Hello! Hosking here. Well, who did you expect? Right, here we go. Someone sent me an email entitled The Brains of Britain. And it had some, like, quiz questions and answers from plebs, which certainly did make me chortle a lot. So I'll probably do this as in the boisterous Paxman-like voice will be the questioner, and then maybe another voice for the contestant. You will get the fucking gist, alright? What is another name for cherry pickers and cheesemongers?
Homosexuals!
No, they're regiments in the British Army who will be very upset with you! I love the thought here. Cheesemongers as a term for homosexuals. Cherry pickers and cheesemongers. Beautiful, beautiful. Where do you think Cambridge University is?
Oh, geography isn't my strong point.
There's a clue in the title.
Leicester!
What K could be described as the Islamic Bible? It's got two syllables. Core.
Oh, blimey!
The past particle, the past participle of run. Okay, try it another way. Today I run, yesterday I
walk.
Who had the worldwide hit with What a Wonderful World?
Oh, I don't know!
I'll give you some clues. What do you call the part between your hand and your elbow?
Arm.
What if you're not weak, you're
strong.
Correct. And what was Lord Mountbatten's first name?
Louis.
Well, there we are then. So who had a worldwide hit with the song What a Wonderful World?
I've got it. Frank Sinatra.
I apologise for the very annoying voice. It sounds annoying and I'm just speaking it. Okay, on the Late Show, what's the capital of Italy?
France!
France is another country. Try again.
Benidorm!
Wrong! Sorry, let's try another question. In which country is a Parthenon?
Sorry, I don't know!
Well, just guess a country then.
Paris!
Oh, I love this one. Weakest Link. Oscar Wilde, Adolf Hitler, and Jeffrey Archer have all written books about their experiences in what? Prison or the Conservative Party?
The Conservative Party!
I can imagine if they're in the Conservative Party. Beacon Radio, Wolverhampton. For £10, what is the nationality of the Pope? Ruth from Rowley Regis.
I think I know this one.
Jewish? Ah, oh, this is a beautiful one. University Challenge. Can I let you know? Bamber Gascoigne is the questioner. What was Gandhi's first name?
Goosey!
You've got to be some kind of bloody genius to come up with that. What happened in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963? Can I voice over?
I don't know. I wasn't watching it then.
What is the name of the long-running TV comedy about pensioners? Last of the
Mohicans!
Oh, Richard and Judy. Which American actor is married to Nicole Kidman back then?
Forrest Gump!
On which street did Sherlock Holmes live? He makes bread. He makes cakes.
Kipling Street!
What was signed to bring World War I to an end in 1918?
The Magna Carta.
What S is a kind of whale that can grow up to 80 tons?
Give me a clue.
It begins with S and rhymes with perm.
Shut!
How many kings of England have there been?
Well, I know there was Henry the Eighth, so there must have been
three. These are answers written down on a sheet of paper which someone emailed. So they must be true. How long was the Six-Day War between Egypt and Israel? After long pause,
14 days.
In which country do you spend shekels?
Holland.
Try the next letter of the alphabet.
Iceland. Ireland.
It's a bad line. Did you say Israel?
No.
What is the name given to a condition where the sufferer can fall asleep at any time?
Nostalgia.
Steve Friday Afternoon. Johnny Westmuller died on this day. Which jungle swinging character clad in only a loincloth did he play?
Jesus!
Dizzy Gillespie is famous for playing what?
Basketball!
Who wrote Lord of the Rings?
Enid Blyton!
There are three states of matter. Solid, liquid, and...
jelly!
This is beautiful. Fort Boyard. Arrange these two groups of letters to form a word. C-H-E-D and P-I-T.
Chedpit!
In traffic, what J's is where two roads meet?
Dual carriageway!
Quizmania. Never heard of it. We're looking for an occupation beginning with T.
Doctor!
No, it's T. T for Tommy. T for Tango.
Oh! Doctor!
This is bloody genius. Name the funny men who once entertained kings and queens at court. Lepers! In what way is a leper going to be entertaining kings and queens with his hilarious bits falling off his body routine? Come on. Which French Mediterranean town hosts a famous film festival every year?
I need a clue, please.
Okay, what do beans come in?
Cartons!
Talk sport. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
Two.
The Beatles were known as the Fab
Five.
At least show the first one wasn't a fluke. In what year was President Kennedy assassinated? Well, let's put it this way. He didn't see 1964.
Ah, 1965.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Asking the audience. Jambon is the French for which food? 11% of the audience said...
Jam!
In which European country are people called Walloons?
Wales!
What is India's currency?
Ramadan.
In 30 seconds, there were many well-known politicians as you can.
Tony Brown, Nigel Benn, no, that's it.
Tony Brown and Nigel Benn, the two famous politicians. That little list on a Friday, Chortle Sissy it was.
Hoskafem, it's scarily good.
...7.5% of all mothers said they'd much rather listen to Hosk's half hour than do the washing and ironing.
What comes in your ears must go out your arse.
Tits, knobs, fannies, cunts, penis envy, bollocks swaying, laying on bloody dogs' heads, fannies squirting love juice in vicars' faces, hairy arse cracks, plucked, quims, chuffs, purple vein monsters, frogging, bumming, pooing, shitting, piss bollocks, fanny, twat.
What should we do with the host half hour? What should we do with the host half hour? What should we do with the host half hour? I like you the more.
Instead of classes of pupils, they found only chickens. Only chickens. Only chickens. Chickens. They found... only chickens.
A swordsman such as me. That made her and leap out the bed. About to make sweet love to the missus. That made her and leap out the bed. I go through a vigorous warm-up. A few star jumps, stretches. That made her and leap out the bed. You know, you want to hit the ground running. Oh, God. Made her and leap out the bed. News nugget. News nugget. News nugget. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. News nugget. News nugget. News nugget. I like this one. I like this one.
For this next bit of comedy, the listeners either
like it and go, or they dislike it and go, ugh. People might think I think crazy thoughts, but I think crazy thoughts think in my head. Hello, I'm Mr. Sperm. Come on, ladies, come and leap on. Get your sperm here, you hot bitches.
Weather, but he will always be back on your doorstep in the morning. Jesus is like milk. He may go off in the hot weather, but he will always be back on your doorstep in the morning.
We've got 500 leaflets already. Hardly anyone fucking reads it. Well, why do we keep making leaflets? What the fuck? Deirdre can be quite vicious at times. If you push her. If you push Deirdre, she will attack. And you don't want that. And give you a leaflet.
What the fuck?
What is it? Exquisite. Go and guess. Good. That's the sound of a microwave cooking my lasagna. So I'm too lazy to make one. Is it just me, right? Here's the exciting bit. Awesome. Is it just me, or is it when you look at the microwave, are you not just a bit nervous that this metal container is actually keeping all the microwaves in there? I'm not entirely sure what microwaves are, but they sound pretty vicious. I mean, I've seen what they do to food. Surely some are just not leaking out through that small little door. Doesn't look very strong. It's a little bit stronger than a cardboard box. You know, 1 centimetre inside, it's cooking stuff within an inch of its life. And then just another centimetre, nothing at all. Really? Is it? Come on. It's slowly killing us. We're all gonna die. Cancer. Here's a cheery thought. Well, if the microwaves don't kill you, lasagna on the roof of the mouth burning sensation will.
That mewing, the often heard sound of the scrap metal van driving around. Giving the noise to people to come out and hand over their scrap metal. If only I had some on me.
Imagine if the aliens are watching the humanoids on planet Earth, the Homo sapiens. They're watching us, and they must just think, what a big fucking waste of time. Look at this bunch. Look at them. Every day they all go to work, do something they don't like for 8 hours, and then come home. Some of them, look at that, those ones, look at them. They go out and drink this alcohol, even though they're not thirsty, then stagger around on the dance floor, and end up getting off with some large unit. What's he doing with his life? These other ones, oh, here we go. Look, she's gone home. She's watched EastEnders. Look, what the fuck are they getting from that? Look, it's the same storylines again and again. Look, he's sleeping with her and he's checking that one. He's run her over and he's got no hair and neither does his brother. What's the point in that? Oh, look, this young... He's gone on with the people he's seen at school all day. He's now gone home to message them. What's he say? What are you doing? I'm on the computer. Wow, that sounds fun. Look, that one, look, he's just watching pictures of animals falling over on YouTube all night. Oh dear. I say we go on to the next planet and see what they've got there. This lot, look at them. Waste of fucking space, to be honest with you. Load of lazy bastards, yeah. Just bang on forward to the next planet. I'm sure there'll be something. There's something more than this. Come on, keep going. Should we just beam a few up and anally probe them a bit? For fucking Lord knows what reason aliens would want to stick things up humans' bottoms. I mean, what the fucking hell are they hoping to find up there? They are supposedly always doing it. I mean, after they did a couple, they'd probably go, you know what, I've probed 10 arses of these humans, all I find is a bit of shit. I vote we stop doing that. Yeah, and let's just beam up good-looking women, shall we? Instead of those weird local farmer type. We're not learning anything from them. Let's avoid Port Vale, Burnley. They're just chewing up. They're like black spots. There's nothing really worth beaming. And no one worth beaming up from there, to be honest. We could beam up Robbie Williams, do him a favour, shoot him into space, but they deserve him. Fucking leave him there. Is that what's going to happen when we, if we find any aliens, we're going to get them and then probe their ass? Is that the first thing on the list of NASA or whatever? We've got the alien, right? Turn him over, bend him over. Give me the probe. what have you found? What? Firstly, be like, fuck. What's his ass? Is that his mouth? What's that? Look at his big hand. Oh my god, it's his cock. Ah, alien cock. Shit. I can't even find. He's got three asses. It's gonna take me ages to probe this one. Fucking hell. What are we gonna find up there? I don't know. Alien poo. We'll bring it back. Do some tests. It'll be all good. I'll get a Nobel Prize for my excellent work in the region of alien bottomology. Perhaps they've got a new streamlined bottom, and then we can, you know, put some, like, technical, mechanical arse adapters on to streamline our own arses to match the aliens with their superior arse technology. And then that's going to be fucking fantastic, I imagine. Imagine, though, if we found some aliens and then we found a three-breasted alien. Whee! Now that, come on, that's worth, you know, the 100 billion flying to the Mars or the Moon. Bring back some three-breasted aliens. Yay! Hey, that would soon get those Earth birds, Earth women, you know, they'd soon have to pick up their ideas once the superior three-breasted alien model appeared. I imagine they'd also be nice and slender, like your Russian or, you know, Czech bird, but with three breasts as well. Hello. Grateful to escape their poor, destitute world where they haven't invented spaceships yet. They would love it. We'd soon have a alien bride internet site, so you'd pick your one if you wanted. Fly her over. There you go. Husk entering new frontiers of alien discussions. He's got no hair, neither does his brother.
He's got no hair, neither does his brother.
What's the point in that? What's the point?
Got a surprise for you. She told me when we're down the pub or something, I've got a surprise for you tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be good. You're going to like this. And I went, I've got a surprise for you as well. She goes, have you? Oh, can I have it now? I went, oh, yeah. And it's wrapped up. She goes, really? I said, yep, wrapped up in my pants. So she'd fallen for the old, my penis is a surprise for you. Would you like to unwrap it trick? But then she didn't fall for it once. The next day she woke up and went, oh, I just remembered you got a surprise for me, haven't you? And then she remembered. She went, oh, yeah, I remember now. The look of disappointment was brilliant. She got her hopes up again. Lovely, lovely.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Homosexuals!
Beautiful. What is another name for cherry pickers and cheesemongers?
Cherry pickers and cheesemongers.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Homosexuals!
Beautiful. Some stories. I don't know where these bloody buggers live, but I don't want to go there. Now just ask yourself, just right monitor what's going on here. The title is, My Best Friend is on His Sex List. What the fucking hell is a sex list, exactly? That is the first question, that these people are keeping sex lists. Should we all keep one of these? I mean, do we have, is it law somewhere? I could be in danger of police ever coming up to me and saying, right, let's see your sex list. You what? Signatures on there? Ratings? Where will it end? Sexlist.com. Like Facebook, people you've had sex with. That's not a bad idea, actually. Yeah, that probably already exists. What am I saying? My ex showed me a list of all the people he has slept with, and it included my best mate. What the fuck? So you've gone to see your ex-boyfriend, and he said, oh, have you seen this? Oh, what is it? Oh, it's my sex list. A what list? A sex list, yeah. All the people I've had sex on, but there you are. Oh, look, your mate's just above, just after you. Oh, when did you do that? No more questions now. Come on, let's have a quiet competition. Is that the kind of thing you do with your ex-girlfriends? Show them sex lists because they might be interested? Would they? Who the fuck wants to see your sex list? This is a weird individual. She's 22. He? Whoa, so I've gone all wrong here. Perhaps it's this gay thing. I'm a 22-year-old gay guy. I was with my former boyfriend for 2 years. He's 23. He broke up with me 6 months ago, and my best friend helped me get through it. Wasn't the only one who was doing the helping, I should think. He didn't approve when I started talking to my ex again, but then the two of them got friendly too. I felt like I had two best mates. Then I saw them kissing at a party, but they said it was just down to drink. Of course I believed them until I saw the list. I now have a new boyfriend, but I feel I can't trust anyone. Well, what's the point, though? You broke up, they had sex. That's legal in relationship laws. Deirdre says, look, you need to accept they're both free to love who they like. Try to wish them well and focus on your new man. He's got a new boyfriend and he's now bloody worried about the others. And now I wonder now, you see, Deirdre's thinking, what shall I write? I know, giving trust is an act of love. My leaflet on jealousy can help. Ah, and then she goes, what about Minion? Another leaflet. Ah, fucking hell, Deirdre, we've got 500 leaflets already. Hardly anyone fucking reads it. Well, why do we keep making leaflets? Look, this is on gay people and jealousy. What the fuck? I'm not doing it. I'll do it. Okay, look, Deirdre goes, look, replace that girlfriend jealousy. Just replace girlfriend with gay. Gay guy. Gay guy, yeah, gay guy. No, might be women as well. That's another leap. We'll have one. Just replace it with gay. Yeah, gay. What, gay? No, one gay. What the fuck's a one gay? No, one gay. Just put gay. Replace girlfriend with gay. Jealous gays. Jealous gay. Gays. God, fucking hell. Oh, doesn't... I don't give a shit what you do. No one reads these fucking leaflets anyway. Do what you want or you're sacked. Deirdre can be quite vicious at times. If you push her. If you push Deirdre, she will attack. And you don't want that. And give you a leaflet. Anally probe them a bit. Should we just beam a few up and anally probe them a bit? For fucking Lord knows what reason. Aliens would want to stick things up humans' bottoms. I mean, what the fucking hell are they hoping to find up there? Footballer booked for breaking wind. The breaking news story, the breaking wind. An amateur football player was given a yellow card for distracting a penalty taker by breaking wind. The referee decided the player had made the noise deliberately and booked him for ungentlemanly conduct. The spotted kick was retaken for the second time and went in. The goalkeeper was sent off minutes later for questioning the referee. Despite being down to 8 men, they still won 6-4. So, you see, that is quality football. We should get that on telly. The referee, who was asked not to be named, the players who I sent off did not obey my instructions and left the field. They were not nasty lots. It was just a normal day in the office. No one physically assaulted me, and they took the sendings off. Another day in the office, which is appeal.
Is it ethical to be in someone else's girlfriend's dreams? Probably not. You know, they're not cock-hungry wenches, like they are on the pictures I've seen on the internet. Goodness, they can't get enough of it on there. Who has filled in a form which says, yes, I masturbate all the time? La 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 la, you're a peanut. La 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 la, you're a peanut. Goes the Iggy.
Now if you want to send something funny into Hoss Half Hour, well bloody do it then. HossHalfHour@gmail.com, you little slags. Go on, send something in.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir.
You're
get
fucking...
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like...
Stop forcing my hand.
Honestly.
Stop fucking forcing my hand.
And here is... Are the muck-ups.
And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You know, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started, and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Oh, yeah, yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Oh, yeah, yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's over. It's over. It's over. It's over.